Bibles to Luke 5, verse 1 through 10 this morning. Luke 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, we come before you this morning having heard your word. Lord, words even from your own mouth. So Lord, help us to understand what happened here in this story. Lord, and we just ask that you apply your words to our hearts and walk with us daily. Lord, be with me as I give this message. Lord, speak through me and open the hearts of those here gathered, Lord. In thy name we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. So today, we're going to start a new series on fear. And Pastor Rob asked me if I would begin this series for him, and he'll resume it in the coming weeks. So I think it's appropriate to begin this series by recognizing how fear affects us. Fear can be experienced in many different ways. And since everyone is different, we will all tend to have a little bit different way of reacting to our fears. For example, some of the common ways that react to our fears are everything from crying, to laughing, to anger, to just absolute sadness, to complete silence and shutting everyone out. Fear affects us in many different ways. And our experience is often different based on the type of fear that we're experiencing. Fear affects all of us in some way or another. From the biggest, toughest man, to the smartest, strongest woman, to the weakest, youngest child, we have all experienced fear of some sort. And we may have experienced it many, many times, over and over again in our lives. So just keep that in mind as we go through this series on fear. Today we're going to talk about the fear of inadequacy, the fear of not being good enough. Have you ever had a time in your life when you felt like your best just wasn't good enough? By a show of hands, how many of you have ever felt like you weren't good enough for God? Yeah, me too. And there's a good reason for that. But I'll come back to that later. For now, let's take a moment to look at Simon Peter. So Simon Peter was on his fishing boat doing the dirty job of cleaning his nets maybe repairing them. He hadn't had a very good night. Been up all night. And then Jesus suddenly climbs onto his boat and asks him to move his boat a little bit away from shore. And Simon Peter does that. Well, Jesus begins to preach off the boat. And as I thought about it this week, this must not have been that uncommon of a thing for someone to teach off of a boat. Because Peter doesn't ask any questions. And it makes good sense. Because if you're preaching off of a boat, those on shore can hear your voice better over the water. And no doubt, Simon continued to clean his nets as he was listening to Jesus teach. But when Jesus is done speaking to the crowd, he turns to Simon Peter. Nothing scarier than when God turns to you individually. So, Jesus asks Peter, or tells Peter, take those nets you just got done cleaning and throw them back in the water. And we see Peter's response, Lord, we've been fishing all night and we haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I'll do it. Probably, Peter probably wasn't in a very good mood. He'd been up all night long fishing. And then Jesus comes and draws all this attention to his boat. Everyone on shore could tell that Peter hadn't caught anything all night. And then he gets done cleaning his nets, and Jesus asks him to make them dirty again. You can imagine that Peter's probably frustrated. But because everyone's watching, he says, fine, I'll try again, just for you, Lord. So then we see what happens. It doesn't take long, and his nets are so full, they can hardly pull them up. Most fish he's ever seen in his life. Now think about that today. If you were Simon Peter, how would you feel at that moment? How would that make you feel? You've done everything you knew how to do all night long. Everyone's staring at you, wondering why you haven't caught any fish. And then a prophet comes along, a carpenter's son, shouldn't know anything about fishing, and tells you where to drop your nets and you catch the most fish ever. How big would you feel? I think most of us would probably want to crawl in a hole. Simon was no doubt embarrassed. He felt so small, so inadequate. He was so unsure of himself, they didn't even feel worthy to have Jesus on his boat. At this moment, Simon Peter was filled with a fear of being inadequate. When he stood next to God, and at this time he didn't even know that Jesus was God, but when he stood next to God, he understood how small he was. He knew there was something special about this man. And when he thought of how small he was, as a big burly fisherman, he felt very inadequate. He probably had some sort of like almost a panic attack at just how insignificant he felt. Now remember how we all just acknowledged that we've all felt inadequate at some time in our lives? And remember how I said that there's a good reason for that? It's because we are. It's because we are small. We are sinful. And we can never measure up to a great and wonderful God. But let's look at Jesus' answer to Simon. Hear these words of Christ and know that they're for you and I as well. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. There's a lot of instruction packed into this simple sentence. Notice that Jesus doesn't disagree with Simon that he's a sinful man. What Jesus basically does is he looks at Simon, says, I know exactly who you are. I know exactly what you've done. I know how sinful you are. But you need to trust in me and not be afraid. Jesus told Simon Peter what he is telling you and I today. Don't feel insignificant. We are insignificant compared to God. But he has made us worthy in our unworthiness. So are we perfect? No. Are we all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-seeing? Not even close. God wants us to know that he is great and that he loves us in all of our imperfection, our unworthiness, and inadequacy. And if we give him our hearts, he will use us in great ways to build his kingdom on this earth. We are all called to be servants in many different ways. And we're all meant to share the good news to those around us. Simon Peter heard these words of Christ, and he left the biggest catch of fish he'd ever seen in his life. And instead, he followed Christ. Was he still unworthy at that point? Yes. He was not a trained priest. He wasn't even good at talking to people. We see that throughout the rest of the Gospels. But he brought many to Christ because he overcame his fear. Jesus died for us. So are we still inadequate after he died for us? Yes. But you know who else was inadequate? Every single person besides God himself who ever set foot on this planet. The Virgin Mary. Was she inadequate? Was she perfect? No, she wasn't perfect. She was young, unmarried, and poor, and so on. And yet God called her highly favored. So today, instead of focusing on those things that make you inadequate, instead of being crippled by that fear of not being good enough, or not being smart enough, or maybe not being good at speaking, or whatever it is that makes you feel inadequate, whatever it is that you use as an excuse to not share God's gospel, to share his love. Whatever it is you are afraid of today, whatever makes you unworthy, let go of it. Hear the words of Christ himself. Don't be afraid. Those are the words of Christ himself. Do not be afraid. Because fear is what holds us back. If we can get past our fears, we can do great things for the kingdom of God through his strength and his power. It's okay to recognize how small you are. It's actually important for us to understand how small and humble creatures we are. But it's just as important for us to understand who we are in Christ. That we are made in God's image for one purpose: to praise him, to bring others to him. So today, I urge you, whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever fear you have, and you all know what it is, don't feel insignificant. God made you who you are, and he can use exactly who he made you to be to further his kingdom in this world. You are, and I am, inadequate. But in Christ's eyes, the way he sees us, we're not. He needs us to need him. Amen.